The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny, you'll share.
Hey.
All right.
So I just asked Alexis a simple, innocent question, and now all of a sudden she puts it in the same category with the time I asked her if she'd ever tried crack. All I said was, have you ever visited anybody at the penitentiary? And she took offense to it.
She got all bent out of shape.
Hell yeah.
Well, because it was right after Ace was making a comment about conjugal visits and a state penitentiary.
Right. And he was joking.
Yeah.
And then I was asking a real question. Like, have you ever visited anybody? Could have been an uncle or anybody like that.
Yeah, you didn't necessarily mean visit.
No, not at all. Because those aren't as easy to come by as people think they are.
Yeah, I don't think
like,
so.
Like, there aren't that many conjugal visits that go on in penitentiaries. I mean, that's a special occasion that you get to do that. You can't even touch people most of the time when they come to visit you. No touching.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know that. How that works.
Yeah.
You can't say anything, you know?
Just, I know. She's so sensitive. God, that giant chip on her shoulder.
Whatever.
And then come to find out the only person that she's visited in jail is herself. Oh, so.
Well, you didn't ask that. That's different.
How many times have you been in jail? Twice?
Twice.
Oh. So, yeah, I was way off, out of my head, asking if she had ever visited anybody in prison.
Prison and jail are different.
You were the visitee, not the visitor.
So, both DUIs or just one DUI and then you, like, robbed a liquor store?
Never. One DUI and then the second one was because they had messed up my paperwork and it said that I hadn't paid my court payments, but I had.
Oh.
There was a warrant out for my arrest. They called my grandma.
Did you have to scrap with anybody while you were in jail?
No. I mean, like,
you'd be like they are on the cop shows when they get pulled over and say, you got a warrant for what? They messed up my paperwork. I paid that.
Exactly.
I appeared on that. They must have messed up my paperwork. Well, you got to sort it out down to the jail. Not here.
Cops.
All I'm knowing is they tell me you got a warrant. I got to execute it.
I actually met with the police officer because I knew what was going on. And I took the receipts to show I had paid all the court fees.
Mm-hmm.
And I still had to get processed. And I was still there for 8 hours, 9 hours. I had just finished working 3 doubles because I was working at the restaurant at the time. So I hadn't washed my hair and it was up in a ponytail. And when I went to go meet the cop, turn myself in, they don't even let you have a hair bow. Mm-hmm. So I had to let my hair down. And my hair was so greasy that in that picture, I look like a Mexican mafia member because my hair is slicked because it's so oily.
Wait, you walk in.
All the way down.
Because the warrant is out, mistakenly. Whatever, you walk in and you say, hey, no, I've paid all this. I have all the proof that I've done this. And they said, okay, that's fine. But we have to process you first and arrest you.
Because I think the DA's office has to dismiss it.
Yeah. And
or a judge.
And I called my lawyer and the lawyer said that it happens all the time.
Yeah.
Damn. Mm-hmm. So you can't just make somebody can't make a phone call or something? They can't somebody from the DA's office can't run over and take care of that real fast?
It was on a Sunday.
Was your lawyer working a double at the restaurant too?
No, but it's funny that you say that because he now owns a popsicle business.
He's not a lawyer anymore?
He's not. He left him and his dad both have a law firm here in Charlotte, and he actually started this business idea and it blew up. So that's all he does now.
He runs a popsicle stand.
Yeah. No, he's not.
What it sounded like.
He started a popsicle business, and the business does have stands different places in Charlotte. But he came up with the idea. I don't know.
Is he the king?
Yeah, he's the king.
Oh, no way.
Mm-hmm.
Popsicle
that was
King?
Your lawyer?
That was my lawyer. He went to Georgia State, and I think, you know how he came up with the idea? He went to Bonnaroo one year and was like, oh, I'm just going to bring, I'm going to make popsicles, and I'm going to bring them here, and it blew up.
Have you ever had one, Riggins?
Yeah.
Are they good?
Yeah.
They're amazing.
What, how are they different than other popsicles?
Better at slinging popsicles than he is at getting his glass out of jail.
Yeah, well, you tell her on the phone, her one phone call, he goes, that happens all the time. You'd be surprised.
I'm working on it.
Is that all you need? Okay.
I can't. I got a dreamsicle thing going on. I can't deal with your shit right now. Okay.
I'm trying to fix the trailer hitch on my business.
I'm on the verge of a breakthrough here with a cookies and cream. F off.
The brake lights aren't working on my business.
I got 1,000 sticks sitting in my driveway. I don't have time for this. Call me tomorrow.
I'm up to my ass in strawberry syrup.
I got cookies and cream coming out of my ass.
Oh, man. Yeah. But yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah,
you think you got problems?
I've used his dad for other things after that.
I got shit melting all over the floor of my trailer. Gotta get this freezer working again.
Why couldn't you just have waited and gone to see the DA on Monday?
Because at the time I was working two jobs. I was working at like an office job during the week in the mornings, and I was working at the restaurant on the weekends, and I was scared that if I didn't go turn myself in, the cops would come to my job.
Yeah, and they were already harassing her grandmother.
Because there's already a warrant out.
Yeah, that's true.
So I didn't want them to come to my job.
Yeah, and she didn't want them taking in her grandma as an accessory. Obstructing.
Did I show you that picture?
We know grandma's lying. Yeah. She's in that house.
I met him at Harris Teeter, actually, the police officer.
Yeah, Harris Teeter is a grocery store.
Yeah.
Why?
Because he wouldn't tell me on the phone. I said, listen, he was like, I just have to give you a piece of paper. He's talking to me on the phone. And I said, what piece of paper do you need to give me? He's like, I just need to meet. He wouldn't tell me. And I said, are you going to arrest me? And he was like, I just need to meet with you.
Right, because if he told you, you might run.
Yeah, which I get that. But yeah. I was like, I'm going to meet you anyways. Just tell me.
You have been a flight risk.
Yeah. Wow.
Have any of y'all ever been described as a flight risk?
I haven't. Yeah,
that's awesome.
They picked her up by she got a letter in the mail that said she won on a boat.
Yeah. They did one of those stings.
She showed up. She showed up at Harris Teeter thinking they're about to give her a year's worth of free groceries instead.
It's like, okay.
I was mad.
Damn.
I know. Yeah. I look rough. So, I know. I look rough in that pic.
You look guilty in that picture.
Look at the first one.
Oh, you just look sad.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen that with your Patriots jersey on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that Tom Brady jersey?
Tom Brady jersey.
He was like, oh, that poor girl got drunk at a party and she got below you.
I know.
Man. So, how did you get the DA drop it, or did you have to go into court and the judge
dropped it? No, they dropped it.
Yeah, the DA did?
Mm-hmm. They were like, okay.
You in there talking shit like, I've seen enough Law and Order episodes. I know this is not the way it is.
Yeah. Did you spend the night in jail? Or
no, because that was, well, the first time, yes.
Well, yeah, I knew the DUI. Yeah.
The second time was during the day. The police officer called me in the morning, so I was there for probably 8 hours, and it was a Sunday. So most of my day on Sunday was spent in jail.
Were you handcuffed to a bench or something, like where they put the people when they're processing them?
No, and it was different than the first time, because the first time, I think, was downtown. Mm-hmm. And so they do that whole thing where they put you, they process you, they put you in this room with all these people. The second time was in some weird jail that's somewhere else in the city, and it looks like an igloo. And I don't know if they were doing renovations downtown. But I was just like in a regular room, and I was the only person in there.
Yeah, it was probably better there at the smaller room.
I was the only person in there.
That's good.
So I was like, okay. Still, I was so mad the whole time. I was just mad.
Yeah, but she's in there like,
because I was
shanking herself.
Yeah, and I was drunk the first time.
Yeah.
The second time, I was sober. I had worked 3 doubles in a row. Just, I was so angry.
You're sitting there hoping like hell nobody sees that picture that they just took of you. Like, I know that picture was terrible. I'm pissed off about that picture.
Consultation with her attorney has that ice cream truck music playing in the background. Yeah.
He shows up in court and his lips are all red. What have you been doing? I'm working on some stuff. Back off.
So is his dad still an attorney?
Yeah. Because I used him for something after that. I got hit in a car. I was in a taxi and got hit. Like another car hit us while we were in a taxi.
So why did you need an attorney for that? You going to sue him?
Yup. No, I didn't sue them, but I did get some money out of it.
No way. So
yeah, you're riding in somebody's car.
Well, no, because it was we had to take an ambulance to the hospital and all that, and I was like, I'm not going to pay for that.
Oh, was it the cab?
I have paid for that. It's expensive.
You got money then from the insurance company of the person who rammed the cab.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
The same lawyer?
The dad. I use the dad. Because the dad still has a law firm downtown.
Yeah. Does the Popsicle King still have his license? Law license?
I don't know, because I don't know how that works. If you have to renew it so often, I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
Okay. Well,
you have to keep up with the bar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever renewals and stuff. I think, but I don't know. It could be. I look at it like this. I have to get my motorcycle license renewed, so I figure a law license.
I would think
probably the same way.
Yeah, because when I was watching that OJ versus the People, Robert Kardashian, he was a lawyer, but he hadn't been practicing, so I think he had to do something to be able to work on the case or something. I don't really remember, but
yeah, you know why he was on that case?
Why? Because they were friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he had to be part of the legal team, so he wouldn't be called to testify.
Yeah. Oh, no way!
Yeah, because he knew some shit about OJ.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, you have to renew every year by registering and paying fees.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's probably not doing that.
Yeah, we have a former intern, Alexis, who is a big shot attorney in Texas. Now he was going to law school, and he just wanted this to be his internship.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. And he also maintains our Wikipedia page.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys still talk to him a lot?
Not a lot.
No.
But
sometimes when he's in town every couple of years or so, if he's ever in town, he'll come by.
Yeah, he'll text every now and then.
Great guy.
You know, he still listens to the podcast every day and stuff like that. His name's Ryan.
Oh, that's cool.
We got lawyers, too.
Yeah.
You're not the only one with a Popsicle Man slash lawyer.
I would have a Popsicle person as a
lawyer. Of course you did.
Like,
your lawyer's also a Popsicle slinger.
And I love popsicles. You see the universe? You see that?
And a balloon artist.
Yeah. You see the fact that you took care of it and still had to spend 8 hours in jail?
Hey, but it's off my record now, so.
And I got all the popsicles I can eat.
Do you ever see him, like, when you go buy popsicles?
No, because he's not there. But I have seen him around in different places. But, yeah, I mean, those popsicles took off. Good for him.
He's like, I got to get out of the business. I can't. It's Sunday. I don't want to go up to the jail. I'm going to pull out that old popsicle recipe. I got to see if I can make something happen.
I was planning on laying on the couch and watching this Panthers game, and now I got to get up and go to the jail.
Who knows? Maybe I'll expand into snowballs.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't do it anymore. I thought we took care of it. Now she's getting arrested again. It's not for me.
Oh, man.
What do you call that Asian ice cream? What is it called?
Asian ice cream.
Yeah.
Mochi?
Mochi.
Yeah.
Mochi. Yeah. Rice ball with ice cream in it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He's like,
those
mochi.
Are overrated, actually.
He got that going. He got popsicles, snow cones, snowballs.
Yeah. She's a pain in the ass.
Any kind of cool frozen treat. Yeah. We got it.
You know me. I'd get the best of the best.
But I mean, I love things that are unique, out of the ordinary, things that other people wouldn't even think about. I never even thought somebody would have a really kick-ass popsicle recipe.
And he's the only game in town.
The only one, yeah.
He has. And how many locations does he have?
I don't know, but they're in
everywhere.
Coffee shop, bodega, general store, like they're everywhere.
And then he does have his little stands, and in the summertime they like post up different places, and they'll put on their Instagram where they're at.
Expensive.
Yeah, they're good.
In Nashville, my daughter knows these two girls that she goes to college with, and they are investing in a s'mores stand.
That's cool.
That's cool.
Where you go and you,
right?
It's like a trailer thing, and it has the booth where you get the ingredients, and then there's a fire pit at the end of the thing. And
that's cool.
They do it themselves, and they hand you the s'more, or you do it.
They hand you the ingredients, and then you go over to the fire and make your own s'more in the city.
Yeah.
It's experience.
That's what they're looking for.
Yeah. But it's cool. Good for that. That's awesome.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that shit ain't gonna work.
Hey, there's more Share Funny coming up.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing, and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny Podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny Podcast is available on all major podcast platforms at acetj.com.
Okay, Ace, this is the thing that that some people need to have you clear up.
Okay.
Okay, so to catch up the John and Joan Q listeners, Ace and his new second wife are having a big wedding party thing because they were gone off for the wedding to a location. And so this is a way to celebrate their wedding and as the new couple and all for friends and family, and there are people coming from all corners of the world. but the confusing thing is that some people are thinking that it's supposed to be casual. And then you said earlier that it's a semi-formal thing.
Yeah, it's like a dressy thing.
Okay.
Dressier thing.
So, Rob, why were you thinking that it was a super casual thing? Those are the words he used earlier, super casual.
For some reason, Meredith had sent a message to
That's
Amanda.
That's his girlfriend.
Yeah. Had sent a message to Amanda about the event, and all I heard was the response from Amanda. And it was, no trouble at all. We're excited to have you guys. Let Rob know it's a pizza, a burger bar with a donut wall, LOL, chill style.
Okay, so you took that to mean very casual.
Chill style made me believe super casual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So clearly they weren't talking about the dress. She was talking about the
food.
The food. Right. Yeah, we're doing I've only seen pictures of it that she found, but she wanted to do like a sit-down meal because that gets kind of pricey.
So you're gonna feed us donuts?
Yeah, so she's like, here's how we're gonna do it. There, it's like a burger bar, which looks really cool, and then a pizza bar. Literally, it's just a bunch of different types of pizza that'll be set out and updated, almost like a huge pizza buffet. And then it's a wall with these pegs in it and different types of donuts for dessert all over the wall. And then beer and wine, and there's a signature drink will all be free. That any specific drinks that you want, you'd have to pay for if you wanted like a specific vodka or whatever.
But the dress is you describe it as semi-formal.
Yeah, so dressy.
Right. Okay. So Rob, here's how you can understand it. Expect to get sawdust in your dress shoes. Because everything's super casual except for the way you need to be dressed.
Sawdust in your dress shoes.
You get sawdust in your church shoes. But hey, man, free pizza and donuts.
Hey.
I
like pizza, burger, donuts.
I love eating pizza in a suit.
especially standing.
Yeah.
No, there'll be tables.
I thought you said it was no sit-down thing, like y'all didn't rent the tables.
No, no, we didn't do like a sit-down meal where you would sit down.
Tables, no chairs.
You got a tire swing in there?
There will be some tables, and there will also be stand-up tables. You know,
I hate those stand-up tables. They are not comfortable for me. I'm like,
There will also be some sit-down other tables you can sit down at.
Those are stand-up tables for me.
They're kind of for the old people and the really short people, apparently.
Unless they're a little plastic table and chairs.
Yeah.
It's going to be too big for her.
You know,
little
here.
Fisher Price.
Kids table.
Yeah. No, it doesn't mean kids are going to sit here. It's just a kid's table for you to fit.
It's very small.
I'm the only one sitting
there.
There
are no kids here.
I never thought about that, but stand-up tables, like bar-top tables,
are not good for you, are they?
No, and imagine trying
to... Are they taller than you?
No, but they're like up to my shoulder almost. Yeah. Imagine trying to be a server at those tables. It's so awkward. Like, hi, guys. I'm right here.
Yeah. I'm gonna hold this up as far as I can. Then I'm gonna need you to take it out of my hand and put it on the table because I can't reach. Yeah.
Would you mind, please?
Yeah. You just see you're at a table. You just see a little hand go up over the table, yeah. reaching for a celery stick or a burger.
Yeah, I mean everybody, all of her friends could always eat all of her shit. Cause she wouldn't know.
Yeah,
she couldn't see it.
I do love the idea of just the hand coming up and hitting the table. Where?
Left. Could you go to the left.
Could you put a fry in my hand? Yeah.
No, there will be. I think they're like six or seven, five or six, whatever, regular tables that you could be seated at.
Okay, so I need to go get a new suit.
No, is that what first I'm that you got? It's like no tie. Like I'm not wearing a tie,
but I need to be wearing a suit. Because if I need to be wearing a suit, I got to go buy a new one.
No, you wear black pants.
I outgrew all my suits.
You misunderstand.
You got plenty of clothes already that you'll be fine.
No. I don't think so.
No need to buy anything.
Right. So semi-formal. Okay.
That's a little bit far for me to travel to. So.
It's like a mile from your house. Where I'm at.
Exactly.
Mile and a half tops.
It's too far away. Yeah. I'm saying. It's too much.
What time does it start?
6.
Oh, my God.
Perfect. I know. That's good.
Oh, God.
Over at 10.
There's no way I can be out that late.
And there'll be dancing. And music.
I love dancing.
Yeah. And I think we only, I think they're only going to be like two toasts that are, other than that, it's just going to be a loose, fun, good time evening.
Who's doing those toasts?
Amanda's dad.
Yeah.
And Amanda's stepdad and Cade.
Okay.
Yeah. As the father of the bride and the best man, they're expected to do a toast.
Will they be the same toasts that they did at the wedding?
I don't know. I'm willing to bet one of them will be pretty close.
Yeah.
That's going to be Cade. Because Cade made a phenomenal toast. He brought the house down at the wedding with his toast. It was fantastic. He had Amanda in tears. It was really good. But now he's probably deciding, well, that horse mm-hmm. rides pretty well. I'm going to stay with that
horse. Let me just do that.
Right. It's like, you know, wearing a shirt that nobody's seen you in except for a couple of people.
Mm-hmm. That's right. He's like, hey, do that, I may not get as good a reaction out of Amanda on this one, but, you know, these other people are going to think I'm pretty spectacular.
Mm-hmm. I already know.
After Peyton's funeral, I asked him one time, I said, have you gone back and watched it at all? He goes, I went back and watched my part.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I said, did you, just your part? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I did a pretty good job. Oh. Yeah, you did, Kate. You did a phenomenal job, but that's all you watched? Yeah. In other words, like, that's all I was interested in was seeing my part again. Mm-hmm. I killed it. Good for me.
That cracker doesn't fall too far from the box.
That's right. That is right. Critiqued himself. There you go.
Basically, why didn't you just say, you didn't watch my part?
Yeah. I was just curious. Damn. Did you check out how good I was?
Yeah.
You know.
I figured you'd put something in the school paper by now.
Yum.
So Taylor just asked, so you're dressing up to eat burgers and pizza? LOL.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like, okay, people are giving you shit, man.
Last time I rented a tux, it was to meet the Papa John's guy at the door.
Wait, I got to remember that line. I'm going to send that line to her right now.
I forgot there was going to be a donut wall, okay? So that changes it up.
She don't.
You get sugar on
maybe my tie will double as a napkin. I'm gonna wear the napkin tie. Yeah, but I'm looking forward to it.
Great.
Being over.
Papa John's guy at the door.
Cornhole and a cummerbund.
It's going to be fun.
I'm going to wear a crotchless suit.
Don't do that.
There you go.
I mean, it won't start out being that way, but I'm going to put it on and squat. Just
rip it out. It's like a tearaway.
Are both crotch. Your kids coming? Yeah. Or just you two?
Hmm?
Are Lainey and Aiden coming?
Lainey is.
Okay.
I don't know about boy.
Yeah, he's, you know. If my mom had told me, I'd be like, I might sit this
one. Do I have to? Yeah.
I mean, if I were 17, I'd be like, I can stay home by myself. It's fine.
Hellcade might sit it out if we didn't make him go.
Does he not like hanging out with Peyton's friends?
Hellcade?
Yeah.
Oh my God, he loves it.
Yeah, so I mean, he'll be hanging out with
them. Loves it. Yeah, that's one of his great joys in life is when they come by. And, you know, he and one of Peyton's friends have been getting their dogs trained together for the past few weeks. And she comes by and picks him up every morning. And they a lot of times they go have breakfast and they pick him up again in the afternoon. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, he just thinks he's the coolest.
They teach him stuff.
To my knowledge, no.
No.
Would you know? Would he tell you?
I just said, to my knowledge. I find it
like a waste. I mean,
highly unlikely. But
while the dogs are being trained, I mean, he could say, "Won't you train me?
Yeah,
roll over. Come on, show me the ways of the world. Hey,
sit and stay. We're here.
Neil and Bob."
Oh, here.
Oh, man.
Don't lay dead on me now.
Yeah, right.
I need you to be hyper. Come on. I need you to jump through the hoops.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
One of them wants to intern here. And I keep forgetting about it, but we can't have interns yet, can we?
No.
Not since that last incident.
Since the last incident.
Yeah. The judge said, not allowed.
Now, hang on. I just texted Amanda. I said, okay, people are giving a shit about dressing up to eat burgers and pizza. LOL. TJ said the last time he wore a tux, it was to greet the Papa John's guy at the door. She said, it's semi-formal. No tux, babe. Oh. I'm like, that was a joke. Then she said, and people can kiss my ass. No jeans.
No. Okay, well, does little friend Jenny know that? She's going to have to dress up?
She doesn't dress up?
To my knowledge, yes.
Hell no, she doesn't. Dressing up for her is jeans and a shirt with no logo on it.
No brand?
Yeah, no athleisure wear. Like, the only time I've ever seen her dressed up was at Second Chance Prom a couple of years ago.
Well, what did she wear, a dress, a gown?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she looked great.
I bet.
She looked really, really good. Pretty. But...
Did she stay long?
Yeah, they stayed the whole time.
I don't remember. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I know. God, we ought to call her.
Can we?
Yeah.
And break the news to her. Mm-hmm. Gotta put her in a dress.
Y'all haven't told her that?
I'm positive that she's been told. Yeah, there has to be, because they see each other
do
every
more,
day.
Yeah, y'all do more stuff with them now than we do. Y'all stole our friends. But
you're a friend stealer?
Because Amanda works there with her.
And y'all go out to eat every night, and y'all are in the wheel, I think, now.
I want to get in on that.
Those mini tacos look good, though. I want some of those.
They are.
Yeah.
Oh,
we used to go with them to eat mini tacos.
We used to do it a long time ago.
Yeah. Oh, well. You know, we're used to, it's happened so many times in our lives where friends that we introduce to each other kick us out, and then we're not friends anymore. And we lose our friends that way. It seriously has happened, so no surprise. We'll just have to start looking for some new ones. Of course, I always get the blame for it.
That you were,
because clearly it can't be Jody.
No, it's always, they stop liking us because you're just a miserable.
You're just a miserable.
You're just so miserable.
I love.
I'm not saying it's your fault. They just want to be around people who aren't grumpy all the time. Could have been my fault, but I know people want to be around other people who are happy. I'm happy. Not saying it's you, but I'm happy.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at hetj.com/neogenics.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at hetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
This is Share Funny, live on the Ace and TJ Bus. Find everything funny at the Share Funny link on aceandtj.com and our app. Now back to Share Funny.
Man. Hey, tell Amanda I wasn't giving her crap about that.
Do what?
Tell Amanda I wasn't giving her crap about burgers and dress up event. I know it's at a swanky place.
Swanky.
And I get that y'all ran out of money on your other wedding.
So. Surprise, there's food.
It's going to be a cash pizza bar. Now, is this the last wedding thing?
Yes.
Yep. Is she going to be able to let it go? Is she going to be able to turn it loose?
Yeah, she's excited about this. This will be fun.
Really? Oh, I know it'll be fun. I'm just saying, though, she's, you know, when you go off for a wedding and you have a party when you come back, so you get a lot of extra wedding activities and all. She still continues. Like, how long have y'all been married now? 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Yeah. And since she's still the bride and she won't lose the bride title until after this weekend. And once she has to let go of that.
Yeah.
You may not want to deal with her. Did y'all save a piece of your wedding cake to eat on your first anniversary?
No, we forgot
it'd be hard to fly home with that.
They had a small little cake topper thing, and we'd boxed it up, and we forgot it in the fridge in the room.
Oh, doomed.
Yeah.
Wow.
that's just as much of bad luck as seeing the bride in her dress before the wedding.
Yeah. Not good.
Yeah, we had to coordinate all that stuff that day because I had stayed in Cade's room with him the night before the wedding. And so it's at a resort, so you're kind of going, you go eat breakfast, all the breakfast places are right together. Mm-hmm. And we both wanted to go to the gym that morning. So
you went to the gym the day of your wedding?
Yeah.
You guys are so dedicated.
I got nothing to do all day.
Go swimming.
I did.
And then you were like, well,
I was up at like 6:30 in the morning, and I went to the gym at like 7:30 or 8.
Y'all don't know how to breakfast. Take vacations.
Go swimming in a whore for the last time.
Doing laps.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then we went to the beach for several hours.
I'm impressed.
And then we went to...
Y'all went to the gym every day?
No. The day after the wedding, we didn't go, and the... Saturday we came home, we didn't go.
There was something that you talked about when you got back from your wedding and honeymoon, Ace.
Yeah.
That I think I misunderstood.
Okay.
When you were talking about freaking out when you were doing the swimming thing or whatever, did you say that you were doing a scuba diving thing or a snorkeling thing?
Scuba diving.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
And then and you freaked out about the thing in your mouth or whatever. So
It made me feel claustrophobic.
And somebody was telling me that Amanda told them about it, and she referred to it as snorkeling.
Well, there may be some. We did snorkeling too,
right? But snorkeling that didn't freak you out. Me.
Not in the least. I've done it every time I've gone to the anywhere like that. It's fun, but it's the scuba. It's the going farther down underwater and relying on this thing to breathe. Something about that freaks me, makes me panic. Almost.
Where is the air coming from?
The tank on your back.
Oh, you do have a tank on the back. Yeah. Okay. Because some of them have a big tank on the boat.
Yeah.
And you put a thing on, and then you just go down, and there's a hose that attaches to it as you go down, and the air's coming from the boat.
Yeah, this was the whole day. We were going to get certified. Because when you look at doing the whole thing, it was like, might as well just get certified while we're here. We're going to do this. Yeah. If we're going to do this much of it, you know, for an extra few minutes or whatever, you can get certified. And so I just don't, and I want to try it again.
Did you pay for this?
They didn't make us.
Okay, I was like,
the guy was like, "Hey, it's totally cool. Don't worry about it." Because we would have paid for it.
We have a policy where we don't charge whiny little bitches.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And that's exactly what I felt like too. Exactly.
And it's written there. Yeah. Where you pay. Look, it's right here.
You're free to go.
$485 for first dive and certification. Whiny bitch rate, zero.
Congratulations.
Big baby whiny bitch.
Yeah, tall ass dude coming in. He's like, no, can't do it. Yeah.
I was like, I don't like this at all. I don't like relying on this thing to breathe. It freaks me out.
Oh my God.
He was like, it's okay. I mean, he goes, it happens. It's a regular thing. People just don't like it.
Happens.
I was like, I might try it again. And the weird part is, again, I can do... Like he was like, okay, let's try a couple things and see how fast. I said, okay.
I wish I would have seen this happen.
Yeah, it wasn't a panic. Like, but here's the thing, you would never have known. It wasn't like that at all. It wasn't panic, like flailing or anything. It was just like he said, do the thing. They teach you how to clear the airway if water gets in it, and then you have to go under and remove the mouthpiece and then put it back in and clear it. And so
you're in shallow water at this point.
Yeah, you just go right under. And I went under. And so I went under and did it. You know, I cleared it, no problem.
Yeah.
And then put it back in. And I gave him a thumbs up. And he gave me a thumbs up. And then he was like, we'll go down the other end. And I just stand up. Like, I can't. I got to.
You gave him
like,
a thumbs
just
down.
Just stand up, Chad.
Yeah. You're
2 feet.
The water's under his kneecaps.
Yeah. He comes up. He's going.
You would never have known.
Yes, sir, there is a problem. I can't even breathe.
He's like, thumbs down.
You know, you can drown in a tablespoon of water.
No, you would have never known. Anybody watching would have no idea. Because I even did the swim to the bottom of the pool, the deep end of the pool. We go down there.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, let's go down. And he makes you go down.
How deep is it?
It's 8 feet. You have to throw the hose away. That's my point.
Yeah.
You have to throw the hose away and then hook. You have to do this technique where you find the hose with your arm. This is the way you scoop it back
in. I've always been good at that.
Put it back in your mouth, clear it away. No problem.
Yeah.
And as soon as I did that, like once that's done, like I can focus on that. Like, okay, I got this and the thing and it cleared and I can breathe. I do it perfectly.
Yeah.
Then I was like, all right, I got to get to the top of this water. I just swam back up to the top and stood up. He was like, it's not working for you. I said, it is not working for me at all. I guess because once the task is done, then I get, like, all I think about is I got to get somewhere where I can breathe without this thing in my mouth.
How tall are you, 6'2"?
6'4".
6'4". Yeah. So the pool was 8 feet, and you said you had to swim all the way back up. Literally, all you had to do was just poop.
Well, I was trying. Yeah.
I would have had to swim.
But it's on a slope, and you're wearing fins. It's hard to stand.
Oh, my God.
And I'm trying
watching
to. Watching
you walking fins would have been funny, too.
Yeah. The whole suit with, like, the thing in.
Oh, no.
Goggles? Yeah. Did you have goggles
like,
on?
Goggles, yes.
Looking like
goggles.
Scuba Steve.
Scuba Steve. Crying.
Yeah.
Just stand up.
So that reminds me of, like, he's like, this girl I grew up with, her mom was always, they talked about how she's just deathly afraid of the water. She won't go swim. She won't get in the pool.
Yeah.
Nothing. And we were at a youth thing with the church where we were having a swimming party, and she was one of the chaperones. And some of the teenage boys didn't really grasp how scared of the water she is.
Oh,
so they threw her in the pool in the shallow end. And she stood up, locked her knees, but did not remove her face from the water. So her knees are locked. She's standing straight up, bent over at the waist, with her face down in the water.
Stop. Oh, my God.
Why would she do that?
Flapping her arms. like she was drowning.
Because she's just freaked out.
Yeah. She's like, I'm in water, and I'm not supposed to be. And so she is going crazy, flapping her arms. And so somebody walks over to her and just puts their hand on her back and one hand on her shoulder and stands her up. Like, okay, you're all right. You're all right.
Whoa.
Wow. Poor girl, though.
I know. It looks so weird.
You saw that?
Just get up.
A lot.
Just stand up.
Just stand up.
So that was Ace, except wearing flippers and
goggles and
a mask.
There was no, for the record, there was no flailing.
You would never have known anything was wrong. You are doing it. Don't lie.
I can't breathe. And they go, you can breathe if we can hear you. You're good.
Aquaman, just stand up.
You know what, though?
They're like, stupid American.
Yeah. I had that same, not the same thing, but that same kind of experience. We were in the Cayman Islands, and everybody was snorkeling, and I was sitting on the beach because I was, like, done with doing it. And Peyton and her mom decided to swim out to the reef. And they were like, Cade, do you want to go? And Cade said, no, I'm going to stay here. He was doing his stuff in the water. And he was about six or seven. And they take off. And I look up, and after a few seconds, he decides, I want to go after all. And then he's by himself swimming out there. And I was like, son of a bitch. Like, he's going all the way out there. I got to go get him. And I run. You know, if Dad's going to save the day, then I jump in the water and I swim my ass off, because he's probably got a good 40-yard head start on me at this point. And I swim up to him, and I reach out and get him by the arm to give him some buoyancy so he doesn't go into the water. And he just stands up and goes, sir?
And you're over here out of breath.
Yeah. And I stood up, and the water is about thigh deep, because it's before, you know how it does before the reef comes in. And it didn't occur to me at all. I just knew he's going way out. God. Oh my God, he's gonna be over his head.
Yeah, because if it would have been a lake,
he'd have been gone at that point.
He'd have been completely in 65 feet of water.
It's like chest deep. He's 7 years old. Chest, he's way, sir. Nothing, but
just
swim out there to your mom. I'm gonna go back and lay down.
I was gonna scare you.
Completely out of breath.
Look like a dumbass out there. I'm thigh deep in water.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing, and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now, more Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
We always talk about how you never know who's listening to the show. You know, there's so many, you know, hundreds of thousands and hundreds of millions of people who listen to us in some form of broadcasting or another. And so there could be anybody from, you know, A-list celebrities to prisoners who are incarcerated, and they have get a radio so they can listen to us in the morning. But today, Ace got all excited when we had a full-fledged professional adult sex worker,
now,
as they're called,
did I send us a tweet. Did I get excited, or am I just the person that reads the tweets and I shared it with everyone?
You said, Oh, here.
Yeah. That is
interesting.
I mean, she's the real deal. Well, that's what he said. She's the real deal.
Read out her credentials or her accolades that she's won.
Yeah, because I looked at her Twitter and was like, oh, damn, look at this.
You looked at her Twitter, my God.
I was up there. Her Twitter's got him all a flitter.
I did a deep dive on her Twitter.
Yeah. Right between her Twitters. Deep dive between her Twitters. She's an award winner, right? Isn't that what you said?
Yeah, I'll scroll back up.
What kind of award? Like a AVN?
Yeah.
Porn award?
No, an AVN nominee.
Oh.
Okay, well.
And what does AVN stand for?
Adult Video Network Awards or something? I don't know. Mm. They just call it the AVNs. It's the Porn Awards.
Yeah.
The Porn Awards.
I mean, do you think her parents put that in the paper?
We're so proud of you. Sable, or whatever her name was.
Sable.
Something slutty.
Sable is a slutty name?
Kind of. The only Sable I know was in the wrestling when I was growing up.
Yeah.
And she was like the hot. Yeah. And I remember going to the grocery store with my mom, trying to find a way where I could get to the magazine section while she was shopping just to see if I could find the cover of that Playboy. I remember it. she had handprints over her boobs, like paint. Yeah. And I was like, if I could just see the cover of this Playboy, like, let me do everything I can do.
Really?
You would have freaked out when she came in the studio to do an interview promoting that.
You had Sablin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No way. I would have. Yeah.
You know how awkward it is for someone to show you pictures of themselves naked that you've never met before or anything?
You're supposed to be like,
yeah, so they're standing there and she's opening the magazine and going, and you know what? So you sit there and go, all right, am I supposed to look at her naked or am I still looking at her standing here in clothes? What am I supposed to, does she really want me to look at her naked and then continue a regular conversation with her? You know, that kind of thing. And this was, you know, way back.
It's mid-90s probably.
Yeah, you were little.
I was little. I can remember the feeling of my heart racing when we went into the grocery store, because that was my only goal, was to get to the magazine section and see this cover that I had heard about. And the whole way as we're going aisle by aisle, I'm like, my heart's beating faster. I'm like, my hands are sweating. I'm like, this is going to be the best.
Yeah.
They didn't have it.
Not at the grocery store.
We were at a Food Line. Like, I'm like, well, that's where they got the magazines. I'm going to see it there. And
how old were you?
Well, September of 99 is when Sable was in Playboy.
Okay, I was 12, 13. Yeah. I thought I was younger than
that,
but...
Yeah. Would you have freaked out if you would have been older and on the show or knew us at that time if you would have been with us the time we did the promotional thing with Stacey Keibler and Tori Wilson?
Yeah, that was later, but yeah, they were hot.
They're wrestler girls, or were wrestler girls, too. Yeah.
I remember Tori.
Sable was really nice.
Yeah.
She was kind of shy, though, if I remember correctly.
She is everything.
She wasn't you know, just like, hey, guys, what didn't play it up like that. She was pretty shy.
As a young guy, that's, you see, like an old, she's clearly like an older woman, a mature woman, and just sexy. Like, you're like, that's what a woman is supposed to look like. Just big, you know.
Yeah, the first woman.
Oh, my God.
She was the first woman to ever do two Playboy covers in 1 year.
Oh, yeah. The one I remember was she had handprints.
That's
over
the first one.
Oh.
I'm just looking at all that.
Because they would tease it during the show, during the Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, because she's in a picture, like at a wrestling match with the paint on there.
Yeah, yeah, they ripped her shirt off at one point. And I, you know, 12 years old, I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
Look at
like,
those boobs.
Oh my God, I was so beside myself.
Yeah, she sold a couple over 200,000 copies, it says. And then China.
Yeah.
Came out a couple years later, outsold her by over 200,000 copies, sold over 400,000. But they point out the difference is WWE had figured it out by then, and they heavily promoted China. And as a company, they were much bigger 2 years later than they were when Sable first did hers. They were drawing over 5 million people every Monday night to watch their product.
The issue that she came through promoting with us, I want to say there was a lot of purple in the pictures or the cover or something.
I don't even know that I ever saw the actual nude pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my snapshot memory, I'm thinking it was a purple and black.
It was like black handles.
Yeah. I don't know. It just, you know, I guess I'll have to look it up when I get home.
Oh, no.
Are you looking at it now?
Yeah, you got to figure out which one is which.
There's, yeah, because there's a lot.
There's a ton of different pictures.
Pictures.
She did it several times.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But
Sable. Damn.
Yeah.
But what did this this other, the one from this morning, Ace, she says she listens every day? And for you to come get a mess of it?
The one you're so gaga about.
The one you're obsessed with.
Looking forward every morning when I wake up to turn the radio on. Have a wonderful day.
Mm-hmm.
Turn the radio on.
Yeah.
It's code.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Turn the radio on. Okay, you know.
Tune in.
Is that her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tune in.
She's a Ginger. She's cute. Cute. Now, does she work from home?
I guess so.
Is that the kind of performer she is? She works from home?
No idea.
Or does she do scenes and stuff from a studio?
I don't know. Wouldn't everybody be working from home these days?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
Oh.
But yeah, I mean in regular times, would she just be a a stay-at-home porn person?
I've noticed like a lot of girls do that thing where they push their tongue out onto their teeth for pictures. I've always wondered why.
Yeah, I see that a lot.
They do
yeah.
what?
They like push their tongue, like her, the picture that he just had up, push your tongue out onto your teeth when they take pictures. Yeah. I'm not sure why.
Against the back of your teeth.
Yeah, like that one.
Oh.
Kind of like you're like, trying to whistle.
Yeah, like, yeah, I see that a lot.
It's kind of an awkward look.
Yeah. I can't whistle.
Oh, well, then you're just a big loser.
I've heard the thing with the tongue is supposed to, like, lift up the bottom of your chin area.
Oh.
Hold on.
Get that off.
Well, what are you talking about? You're the one bringing her into the forefront here.
She's just doing research.
She's your new girlfriend, Ace.
Yeah. Why don't you marry her?
Yeah,
I
don't
know anybody anything like that.
You sicko.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenics. NEOGENIX.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. lncurrents.com.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably
try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at hstj.com/neogenics.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at hstj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.